But on the line now have Rory Keating, and he's the coordinator of the Dublin Angling and Fishing Initiative from Inland Fisheries Ireland. Good afternoon to you, Rory.
Good afternoon, Neil. How are you?
Okay, now we're going to talk about the fishing competition, but give us some background on it itself, how long it's going. It's annual anyway.
It's an annual competition, yeah. It's been going for many years. The Dublin Angling Initiative itself was set up nearly 25 years ago, and the competition's been going for a number of years. And last year we introduced it as being the Sean McMurrough Memorial Trophy. Mm-hmm. Sean McMurrough used to work for the fisheries, and it's named in his honour.
Okay, can I ask you, for instance, like before we talk about it, just in fishing with general, in general about fishing, can you fish anywhere, and is there much restriction on it?
There are some restrictions for some types of fishing, but mm-hmm. in general, it's pretty free to go. We would always encourage young people to practice as many different types of fishing as possible, and just to be aware that in some there are some restrictions. So, for example, salmon and trout have a season where mm-hmm. you can fish for them, and that season in Ireland ends the end of September each year, and we give the salmon and the trout a chance then over the autumn and winter months to spawn, have their children. And then the season starts again the following year.
Mm-hmm. I think that's more for that type of fishing to an extent, more for veterans to an extent, that's been out of a long time and specialise in that. Would it be correct in saying that?
It's slightly more difficult, some people might say, but mm-hmm. No, we would encourage, if you've any interest in it, we're absolutely delighted to give young people an opportunity to try it out. But certainly I would suggest starting a slightly easier, maybe in a stocked environment where the fish are looked after, mm-hmm. and you can fish generally all year round, and okay. don't have to worry about licenses.
Is it an expensive hobby?
It can be, but no. Hopefully it's not. We try and encourage people to join a club first if you can, mm-hmm. Then you can borrow all the equipment you need and all the gear you need, and then you don't really need to worry about buying equipment. But like anything, once you get into it, you might decide you want to invest in a rod and a reel, and then you never know, then you might want another one later on.
Okay.
So some people tend to spend far too much money on equipment when you can do it very simply and very cheaply.
And is it like a lot of other things, is it seasonal, is it all year round, or is there a particular time?
Well, you can go fishing all year round, absolutely.
Okay.
But it is seasonal. I mean, different fish will be come on in different times of year. So, for instance, now when the frosts start, we start to fish for flounder at sea. Flounder don't really appear until you're getting your first frost.
Mm-hmm.
And pike season is going to start now. Pike are coming in the winter. So pike fishing starts around this time of year and will sort of peak in February when they come in to spawn. That's when you get the really big ones.
Okay.
So, and as I say, then the salmon and trout, you're looking at sort of spring and into the summer months when the water gets a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's fishing all year round. Depends what you're looking for.
Yeah, I was just thinking as well, like, do you need to know all that? I mean, if you go out fishing, you pick a fish out of the water, do you need to know what you've caught on the end of your line? I suppose
absolutely,
for edible
yeah.
purposes, for eating purposes and that, I suppose it is.
Well,
important.
We always, one of the things we really encourage is a practice called catch and release. Catch and release is where you catch the fish, and if possible, you take a photograph of it, but then you treat it carefully and release it back into the water so that the fish survives and swims off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. And we try and encourage that with all our anglers, to practice catch and release as much as possible. No problem. The fishing is originally a hunting sport, you know.
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from.
Yeah, Rory, is there a skill attached to that catch and release? And you know, is it different hooks you would use? Or what way does it work like that, that you catch them without killing
yeah,
them?
Yeah, well, we'd encourage certainly that the hooks would be barbless.
Mm-hmm.
That means they don't have a little barb on the hook, which means that you can release the hook from the fish quite easily and with a minimal impact on the fish itself.
Yeah.
And there are certain tricks we show people. Like, for instance, you'd always wet your hands when you're releasing a fish. So you get your hands wet, so your hands would feel a bit like sandpaper to mm-hmm. a fish. But if you wet them first, then when you actually pick up the fish to put it back in, it doesn't irritate the fish's skin, doesn't impact it as much as it would if you had dry hands. So
okay.
there's a few tricks like that.
Oh, well, you got a bit of a shiver there, Rory, when you're talking about that, because it reminded me of injections and all that sort of carry on. Okay, better get back to the importance of this competition. Is it open to people on their own, or is it just for groups?
This one is just for groups that we've had out during the summer. So we would encourage as many people as possible to come and join us during the summer months, where we run these fishing courses. And this competition is then a sort of a little reward at the end of the year for those groups who come out with us, and we try and get them all down to one location, showcase their skills they've learnt with us, and have a great day out. So it's a hopefully for those young people who've picked up a fishing rod for the first time with us during the year. No, or maybe they've come a couple of times. You know, they might have been out last year with us.
Yeah, I was particularly asked. Yeah, I was particularly asked to ask you about the solo. So people look up fisheriesireland.ie for other parts of it. Where if you're a solo person and you want to do it on your own sort of thing, it's open for that as well. You can give them advice and they can join for that.
Absolutely, I'm always here to give advice on how to start fishing. So if you any queries, look at the fishing website. That's fisheriesireland.ie, and you'll find my contact details there. You can drop me an email, give me a call. I'd always help out people, try and encourage them to get started in fishing. One of the best things we'd always advise is to find your local fishing shop. So wherever you are in the country, you'll have a local shop that sells fishing equipment, and they will have the best knowledge and advice for the fishing in that particular area. So, I mean, I would never advise someone particularly to go up to Dundalk to get advice on fishing in Cork. And likewise, when you're in Galway, go and ask the lads in Galway, what's the best way to go fishing around here? What do you use and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So it's very important.
And I interview here every bank holiday, water safety all the time. And, I mean, that's a thing that you should look into, the environment where you're going to fish and how safe it is. That all comes into the equation as well.
Absolutely. Now I mean, when you come fishing with us, I suppose you're lucky. We do an awful lot of that preparation
for
beforehand.
Yeah.
So we'd have checked out where we're going, making sure it's safe. But yeah, you use a lot of practical common sense, but also a lot of important things like making sure that where you go, you let someone know where you're fishing. Tell them where you're going. Make sure, do you get phone coverage in the area? Are you going to be able to make a phone call if you need to make a phone call? Things like that, they're very important. Always check the weather.
Okay.
Always check the weather.
Okay,
you know,
Rory.
We're Irish.
Okay, and Rory, this is, as you say, particularly for groups. So how many are we talking about in the group, and what sort of groups are you looking for?
So we've got different groups coming out this summer. A lot of community youth groups, the Ferroiga Network, highly involved with us. Spear 17 there in Darndale, Priorswood, have been coming to us for years. We've been a huge involvement in that community. But we've also now got school groups, hopefully, coming out to us, and some transition year groups. And scouts, the other ones now we're trying to get. So I'm actually available all year round. It's been a summer project for the last number of years, but this year we're here all year round.
Okay. And there's more and more people taking an interest in fishing now than ever before. Is it climbing?
I hope so. I mean, we're really trying to do our bit here to encourage young people to get involved in the sport. And we've got a number of new officers in the Fisheries Ireland. There's a new team trying to do similar work in different regions around the country. So we're very aware of trying to get young people involved back in the sport. You know, it's a great sport. We have so much access to it in this country. And it's just something we really want to encourage. And it's got so many benefits. You know, it's a real, real wonderful way to connect with nature. Get outside, get off them screens.
Indeed. And it's funny.
Concentrate in your fishing.
Yeah, and it's funny when I think about it. At a certain age, going back, it was a part of it. Was a family tradition, like where the father used to do it, and he'd bring the kids along, and then they'd continue to do it. They with their kids, and for some reason, it just faded. Maybe technology came into it, and that sort of did it. But it was part of a family tradition, many, many years ago.
That's right. I mean, one of the main ways people get into fishing is through a family connection. So, for example, my uncles took me out fishing as a kid, and that's how I started. And we're very aware that's something that people used to do and maybe it doesn't happen so often anymore. So we're really trying to bridge that gap and be there for communities and groups who don't necessarily have that family connection to introduce them to fishing. And that's hopefully how we're helping that situation.
And when you said that there was different types of angling, that I'm sure that shore fishing and boat fishing is all completely different. And when I say boat fishing, I mean in a canoe or a yacht or whatever it may be, whatever you can afford.
Absolutely,
I suppose.
Yeah.
The two different types of angling.
There's many different types, absolutely, yeah. And we hopefully can offer people all different styles. I mean, we would go and do a lot of shore fishing down in Greystones, for example, and Kilcool, which is south of Dublin. And that's great, super fishing. And the great thing about that is it's all free. You don't have to worry about what you're fishing for or who you're fishing. You know, it's the sea. Off you go. And you don't know what you're going to catch.
Yeah.
Whereas you go to a, sometimes you're targeting one particular fish. When you get onto the beach and you go fishing on the beach, you never know what's going to be at the end of the line. So it's, yeah, it's a great one. It's one that we really encourage young people to get into, because it's something they can do. And if you have a rod and a reel and you find yourself in a different part of Ireland, sure, there's fishing.
When I say this, I know I'm going to get a lot of people that are going to be giving out, but to me it's a perfect form of mindfulness and yoga combined to an extent with the solidarity and the peace and all that attached to it that I've heard about. And I did it for a little bit now, but when I say that, that was a long, long time ago. But that's what I did find, the peace and quietness and all that sort of carry on. It was beautiful, beautiful.
Absolutely. And in this day and age, you know, with all the noise that we're exposed to, it's a way of connecting with nature and getting into the quiet and the peace and the, you know.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, Rory, sorry, go on.
Maybe you might get a bit of an understanding of nature as well, which is, you know, a great part of it too.
So. Indeed, indeed. Okay, youth groups, schools, angling clubs, everyone is invited to apply. So if anyone out there listening to tell someone about it or themselves to do it, what should they do?
Absolutely, give me a call. My details are all on the IFI website, that's Inland Fisheries Ireland website, fisheriesireland.ie. You can find my details there under the education and outreach section. My mobile number is 087-614-2906, and we'd be delighted to hear from everyone. Yeah.
Okay, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and I might think about that myself, actually. I might think about it myself.
Absolutely
later
not.
On. Thank
Get
you very much, Rory. Thank you for talking
nice
to us here in AIRFM. Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Bye-bye. And that's Rory Keating, coordinator of the Dublin Angling Initiative with Inland Fisheries Ireland. It's a great thing. So that's fisheriesireland.ie.